16. What I'd like you to notice is that 16 and 5 are the same question, one for ANOVA and the other for chi-square. What is the null for chi-square when applied to multiple condition design? What is the limitation of this procedure, and what do we do to accompany this initial test? How do we choose which follow-up procedure to use? If we have more than a 2x2 chi-square, the omnibus tells us that there's a pattern of response differences somewhere, but it doesn't tell us where. We have two different approaches to follow-up procedures. One is pairwise chi-squares. We do a whole bunch of 2x2 chi-squares and tear that pattern apart so that we can compare the pattern to the hypothesized pattern and also explicate the existing pattern. The other approach, which is more often applied when your dependent variable has multiple conditions, multiple response options, is to do a goodness of fit across the DV response options separately for each condition of the design. The way you pick between these two is based on the expression of the research hypothesis. If the research hypothesis is expressed as how conditions differ from each other, you're going to need those pairwise comparisons. If the research hypothesis is expressed as the response pattern for each separate IV condition, then the goodness of fit chi-square approach is the more direct test of that research hypothesis. So 5 and 16 both remind us that omnibus tests only tell us if there's something to look for, not what to look for. That we have multiple follow-up options, and we pick the one that is most akin to and the most direct test of the research hypothesis. Please.
I read the part where we use the goodness of fit, but I missed the part further.
If the research hypothesis is expressed as condition comparisons. So if I say males are more likely to pick chips over crackers and popcorn, females are more likely to pick popcorn over crackers or peanuts and chips. That's a goodness of fit test. You tell me if I got each of the things I hypothesized. If I say guys are more likely to pick chips than females, now I need that pairwise comparison. I'm likely even to use a complex comparison where I put chips and I collapse peanuts and popcorn. Because all I really care about is whether the proportion of chip choice is different for boys and girls. Okay? Again, the idea is to tailor the follow-up to the most direct possible test of the research hypothesis. If you start using chi-squares and then move upstream to Logit models and some of that other stuff, you get really creative about using things that are like complex comparisons that make more sense in chi-square than they made in ANOVA. Because in chi-square, complex comparisons can be the basis for more precise tests instead of less precise tests. If more of you were likely to do that, we'd spend more time on it. But I want you to see the two different times that are coming. And if you start doing a bunch of chi-squares, come on back, because I love that shit. We also teach a module during the summer that's called Alternative Regression Models. That's for when we're working with qualitative outcome variables. We look at log linear models, Logit models, and logistic regression models in their various forms. And so if you're going to be working with qualitative outcome variables, there's something in place to take care of you. Okay, it's just, it's a little too infrequent to spend more time on here.